start the day. You tear away, Rabbi Yisrael Betzalel El Kupi.
Good morning. You come to shul Shavuos night to learn, and there in the side room there's a lavish milky buffet full of all types of foods, cakes, biscuits, nice drinks, and there in the centerpiece is a mouth-watering 7-layer cream cake with the letters Sisu v'Simchu v'Simchas HaTorah written in the middle of it. In the middle of the cake there's writing Sisu v'Simchu v'Simchas HaTorah. Somebody gives you the honor to cut the cake. Could there be a possible problem of boichik? Are you forced to decline?
No, is there a problem of eating before and standing anyway?
We're talking about in the night time. In the night time, he comes to learn.
Yeah, when it gets to...
Yeah, if it would get to time, we're talking about the person was early, and there's no problem of eating before davening. Yeah. So let's start with the basics of meleches, kosev, and moichik. The melech in the Mishkan was writing letters on the Kerashim in order to line them up in the right order, and Moichik was, in order, if they made a mistake, to erase it in order to rewrite it correctly. The Mishnah Maseches Shabbos teaches us that in order to be over, in order to be Chayav Chatos for Meleches Kosev, there are two elements necessary. One has to write two oisios, or a picture, and also they have to be Negin Zeim Zeh. They have to be readable together. So, if somebody would take a piece of paper and they would write Aleph on one side over here and Beis on another side, they would be Potter because they aren't read together. Even though Aleph Beis would be a word, since they're not read together, one would be Potter. Moichuk is erasing Midiraisa, it has to be that one is erasing in order to write over that place. Midrabanan, even Moichik Shalom Naslichtoy would be a problem. Let me present you with a question. If someone would be in Salford and he would write a letter Aleph over here at the edge of the page, and then he'd walk over to Prestwich for a kiddush or something on Shabbos, and then he'd write Beis on the other edge. So would he be Chayav? Is it Negin Zeim Zeh? Are they read together?
Put it together.
Oh. So the Gemara says...
With a time lapse as well.
We're talking about that the person did it one halama, he didn't remember in between the El Shabbos, would he be Chayav Chatos? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kaf Daled teaches us an amazing Chiddush, exactly the same case, but just with different names. Omer Ba'ami, Kosav Oizachas Betveria, Oizachas Betzipori, Chayav. Rashi explains it to mean that you wrote it at the edge of the pages. So why Chayav? I, it's not Negin Zeim Zeh, they're not read together. So the Gemara explains that Mechusa Kriva Lav Kemechusa Maisa. The fact that they're not together physically, since they are written in a way which they could be brought together very easily, just bringing the two pages together without cutting or sticking, then that would make them Chayav. So we see that in order the Meleches Kosev is forming and writing the letters in a way that they can read together. Not necessarily that they are read together practically. Following on from this question, if Reuven wrote the Aleph and the Beis, we said he's Chayav. What happens if Shimon would come along and he would bring it together? Would he be Chayav for bringing them together? Would Shimon be Chayav for bringing them together? What? Shimon never wrote it. They're already written and he brought them together.
No. Oh.
Oh, very. So logic would say that Taka, you potter. Why? Since we said that Reuven is chayav for writing it, and it's considered that neg and zem zeh, we don't consider the distance to be a problem. Therefore, when Shimon goes and brings them together, he hasn't added anything. And therefore, he taka with the potter. But now let's say what happens if Levi comes along, and after they're together, now would move them from away from each other. What would the halakha be? Is it Moichuk? Oh, L'chaira, Abismara, it would be Mechika. If we said the person who brought them together, since you're bringing together pre-written letters, it's not, you won't be Chayav, then taking it apart, if it's not Kosev, it won't be Moichuk. So, bringing together, we've seen that bringing together and distancing pre-written letters would not make a problem of Kosev and Moichuk. What happens in the following case? One has a sefer or a book with writing down the sides. It says, start your day on the side. Would there be a problem that when you open it, you're raising the word, letters, and when you close it, you're making a word? According to the background we've given, what would you say in such a case? Saying, what would you say, Al Pisvara, according to what we've said? It is Mechika? But the letter's already written.
We're saying, one block,
maybe. Oh, so the Raman the Taz wants to bring a raya from the case before where he wrote one letter in one place and another place, and we see that we don't consider the act of bringing them together malacha, that so too in this case the letter's already written, I haven't written anything, all I'm doing is distancing the letters from each other and bring them together. But you're going to ask me a question, but there's a major chiluk. What's the major chiluk? In the case we had over here, you wrote a whole letter. All you were doing was bringing them together. Just for the tenai of neg and zeh, that they should be read together, one has brought them together, that we say is not a malacha. But over here, on each page, only a tiny bit is written. Shouldn't we say that when you bring them together, here it's just part of oisus, un chelke oisus, that should constitute kasiva, and hence mochuk when one opens it. So this point is a major contention among the poskim. Beyond the scope of the Shia to explain this in length, the basic outline is that the Raman and the Taz, who are matir, even in the case of the Chelke Oisus, where you're distancing and separate and bringing together parts of Oisus, they understand that this halacha of Negin Zem Zeh, that the letters have to be read together, is so basic that if one doesn't have that, it's as if he hasn't written anything. And if we say regarding that Mechusa Krei V'Lavkim Chusa Maisa, bringing together doesn't consume malacha. Whenever you take pre-written things and put them together or distance of them, that wouldn't be a malacha. So too by the chelkei ha'isyos. However, many poskim say that since there is a difference between when one's bringing together whole ha'isyos and when one is bringing together parts of ha'isyos to make a noise. What would be in the following case? This morning I was searching through MH. It was very hard to find a sefer with a rip down the page. What happens if one has a rip in the siddur? Is one allowed to put the two pieces together to create a word, an ois, a letter? Is there a problem? Why not? Oh, could we say, l'chaira, this would be totally on the machlokes we've just said. The Fidur Raman the Taz, who allow you, even by a book, by a sefer, to put together even parts of oisus, and it's okay since it's pre-written, then over here also we should say that since the letters are pre-written, all one is doing is putting them together, there should be no problem. However, Lafi, the poskim who say there's a difference between whole letters and part of letters, this would only be permissible if the rip would be between the letters. So what should one do if it's between the letters? One should make sure to leave a gap, a small gap in between, that one isn't joining the letters totally together. One can move them closer, that they should be somewhat readable, but one should make sure to leave a gap. So let's recap so far the halachas of, if you have a sefer or a book with writing down the side, we have a major machlokes. The Raman and the Taz say it's absolutely mutar l'chachila. However, many poskim argue, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that in a case where one does not have another sefer, then one can't be makel, one can't open it and use it on Shabbos. However, if one has another one available, one should try not to use that. Obviously, a person should try to avoid having such writing on books in such a way. The Chazanish is machmir, and therefore one should try whenever possible to not use such a sefer. If one has writing, a rip through a sefer, then again it would be totally on the machlokes. But over here we always have a simple etzer of just leaving a gap, and therefore one should always make sure to leave a gap if the rip is through the letters, in a part of the letter. If it's the rip is between the letters, there'll be no problem. So now we've dealt with sefer and sfarim, sidurim, rips. What's the halacha back in our case of where you have the cake is waiting for us, everyone's waiting, who's going to cut the cake, are you allowed to cut the cake? So based on what we've said so far, do we have any idea of how to be poshut the shaila? Oh, so one would say, this is a machlokes. We should say, l'fi the Raman the Taz, that you can rip through, you can open the sefer, because the letter's already written, we're just distancing and bringing the parts together, so to buy the cake, I should be able to rip cut through, even in the middle of an ois. And we should say, l'fi the other poskim, it should only be okay if it'll be between the letters. However, the big problem is here, that the Raman himself brings the Maram Rothenberg, which says, also lishbar uga, a person is not allowed to break or cut a cake which has on it letters, even though he's only going to eat it. To have a moichuk, because it's moichuk. The question is, your Ramah said that there's no problem just distancing parts of letters from each other. So why should it be a problem to cut through the cake? What difference could there be between opening a sefer which has letters written on the side, which we say is okay lefi the Ramah because one is just distancing pre-written parts of letters from each other, and the case of a cake where, again, all I'm doing is cutting through pre-written letters, I'm not erasing it. What possible difference could there be?
It's one permanent.
Meaning?
It's opening a book. It's going to come together.
So there are two main reasons mentioned. We'll say the Ramah's first. The Ramah says, you're right. Cutting the cake is absolutely no problem, because all one is doing is distancing pre-written letters. That's fine. The problem is going to be when you come to eat the cake. Because when you're eating it, then you're raising it from the world. It's not just distancing the letters from each other. You're taking them away, and that's the end of it. End of them. The Taz, however, says, like Mr.
Brody
said, that the difference is as follows. Over here, when you've got the writing on the side, then it was always in pieces, and when you open it, it's going to be in pieces. When you close it, it's going to be in pieces. One hasn't erased anything. It is, you opened and closed, you've put it back to exactly the same situation it was. However, by the cake, if it was written with icing in a whole letter, then you're right that here you've done more than distancing. Here you've cut through the letter which was in one block, and now you've cut through it and you can never put it back again into one block. So that's the difference.
But if you put it straight in your mouth, does that make any...
We're going to come to that. So the difference would be between the Ramah's reasoning and the Taz's reasoning, that what would happen if I would have writing on the cake made of Smarties or Glicks, something which they're little pieces. So the feeder Ramah, there would still be a problem, because you're eating it up, and when you're eating it, you're raising it forever. But the feeder Taz, the only problem was when you're splitting one block. And here, anyway, wasn't in one block. So based on this, what's the halacha lemaisa? What should you do with the cake? There's no heta to cut through the letters when they're one block. The only etzah would be either to cut through the letters or to cut it before Shabbos. But cutting before Shabbos, one should make sure that he's cutting all the way till the base of the cake, that otherwise it will still be considered somewhat connected.
Depends on the cake,
not
icing.
What icing? Here we're talking, in this case, a case of icing which would be a permanent. Most icings, if left on a cake, would last for quite a while, and there would be a problem of misgaim. what happens, as Mr. Mankov mentioned, would there be a heter of achila? So as we mentioned, the Taz, oh, we forgot to mention it, but the Taz says that there's never a problem when it's derech achila. And others say there's another heter when it comes to eating, that it's a kilkul, it's klachayad. So Mishnah Berurah paskens, and says that Rav Falk, others argue, but that there's no problem whatsoever when one comes to eating. So if the breaking of the letters is taking place in one's mouth, then there's no problem with the eating. The only problem would be with the cutting. What would be in another case? You have Jack's and Jill's biscuits, you have Odem cream crackers, you have on chocolates, on Elite chocolates, you had a cow before we weren't allowed to have them anymore. Then, would that be the same? Would one be able to break through a Jack's and Jill's? It's very hard to break through between the letters. To break through a picture would also be a problem. Is there any way that this could be different? There would be a heter by these things where the writing is from within, embossed or engraved from the very material of the food. Oh, yeah, of course, biting in the mouth would always be okay. We're talking about if you want to break it up, would there be any other leniency here? So the Mishnah Berurah and others say that over here there's no problem of kosher of moichuk whatsoever. Even though if one were to write such a thing on Shabbos, there would be a problem kosher. Now that it is written, there's no chashivas. We don't view it as writing, but merely as cutting through the cake, the biscuit, the food, and there'll be no problem. However, the Chazon Ish questions this because why shouldn't it be? If you'll be over kosev, who are then you should be over for moichuk. And Rav Falk also is not so pleased with this, and therefore, when possible, one should try to take this biscuit and do the breaking with one's mouth, and then there'll be a heta of derech achilam. According to the Chazon Ish, if you have the shlissel challah, there's many who know how to make it, but let's say the minhag that people make the challah in the shape of a key. Or a person has an animal biscuit. If he the Chazon Ish, would one be allowed to cut through the challah? Does one have to have the challah with his mouth? I don't think that's very appropriate. So could there be any difference between a schnitzel challah or an animal cookie to a Jack and Jill?
It's not a letter.
It's not a letter, but it's a picture. And kosher can also apply by pictures. If somebody knows how to do it. So, here, there's a chiddush that even the Chazon Ish would agree that since the whole letter, what Abdul has aleph based cookies, ABC cookies, the same shayla, here where the letter, or the shape, or the picture, is created from the very food, it's not engraved, it's not written, but it's from the very food, here there'll be no problem. Here we don't view it as cutting through writing, erasing writing. Here, we simply view it as cutting through the piece of food.
Could the Chazon Ish Jack and Jill biscuits should be a problem? The difference made of part and parcel of.
Yeah, the biscuits. Yeah, the Chazon Ish argues, and he says he doesn't hold. The Mishnah Berurah was the one who said that if it's from the material, it's okay. The Chazon Ish argues and says that only if it's the shape. If the shape is making the writing, there we say it's different, there we can view it as cutting through the food. But if it's writing on the food, embossed, engraved, there would further be a problem. Comes out of this that if you'd have a cake with a photo on, there would really be no way out. The only way would either be to, ideally, to cut the whole top layer with it. Last week, my daughter came home from school with the following craft. It says, Chazak, Chazak, Finis Chazek. So I was thinking, is there a problem? To open it is one erasing the word Vinis Chazek and closing it, should there be a problem? So according to what we have said, then this is very simple. There's no problem whatsoever since it is between the letters. But there's a further complication. Somebody lend me this. That one has a gap jumper. And there, the zip goes through the letter A. So here, there could be a further complication. Here, the chayyah, there would be a problem because opening and closing it, it will be similar to the case of the sefer, because here it's exactly the same. You can put it there and back, exactly the same. And it's between the letter, and there could be a serious issue, and one should try to leave it open. But what? It's made for that. But think, when one has writing on a sefer, it's also made for that. Same, but one is. What saying it? The person knows when you make a stamp on the sefer writing, they're still planning on opening and closing it.
Is it
Derech Levisha? Perhaps. So let's just to recap in a few sentences. You have the Sefer, which has letters written on the side. Then, Mishabura says, if one doesn't have another Sefer, it is allowed. Chaznish is Machmir. If you have rips, a rip in a Sefer, between the oisios is fine. But if the rip is in an ois, then one should make sure to leave a gap in between. If one has a cake, or a biscuit, or a food, if the writing is something external, then there's no shitta that is allowed. If one is cutting through letters, one should make sure to either cut through between the letters or before Shabbos. If one has a Jack and Jill or something where the writing is from the same material, there is much room to be makil. And if the food, the shape or the letter is made up of the actual, the shape of the food, then it is definitely mutter. And of course, derech achila is always mutter. The Gemara famously says that even though on other Yom Tovim one can decide to do Kulel Hashem, one can decide to utilize his day only in davening, learning, when it comes to Shavuos, Hakel Moedim Dibat Seres Bo'inon Namilochem, everyone agrees that one definitely needs the element of Simchas Yom Tov through food and wine and praving Oneg Yom Tov. Seemingly this should not be the case. Shavuos, which is the Chag of Matan Torah, that should be appropriate, and why don't we let one spend the day davening and learning, fully focused on Avodas Hashem? Why is it that we say, no, you have to also spend time with Oneg Yom Tov? The story goes with the mother of the two brothers, Reb Shmelke of Nikolsburg and Reb Pinchas Horowitz the Baal HaFlo. She would often say, I have two sons. One never says Birkas HaMazon, and the other one never says Kriya Shema Lamito. One never sleeps, and the other never eats. Because whenever Reb Shmelke would go to sleep, he would always go to sleep holding a candle in his hand to make sure he wouldn't fall asleep for too long in order to go back to his learning and davening. Once he was visiting the Noam Elimelech, and the Noam Elimelech persisted that he has to go to sleep in a bed. He couldn't refuse, and for the first time in many years, he slept in a bed. He woke up feeling refreshed, and his davening was something which he'd never experienced. He said, now I realize that davening too, that sleeping too, can be used for Avodas Hashem. The Mefarshim explain that this is what the Gemara is trying to say with Hakel Moedim Dibat Seres Bo'inon Namilochem. Many religions and philosophers believe that the only way to be holy is to hold oneself up on a mountain without getting married, eating minimal bread and water, and not indulging in this world. The Torah is teaching us to know. In Yiddishkeit, Gashmius too can be used for Avodas Hashem. It is not a contradiction. If one uses Gashmius, not flamboyant, and with the right intent, then even that can be used and is part of Avodas Hashem. The Ramban famously said about the Greek philosopher Aristotle, boiling melted gold should be poured down the mouth of that Russia who said that physical enjoyment is an embarrassment to mankind. It is not an embarrassment. Hashem created the Gashmius in order for us to use it. Of course we have to make sure not to get carried away, but we should use it in order to help us, to help our mind and body in Avodas Hashem. So this Shavuot, you can have your cake as long as you keep the halachas. You can have your cake and eat it. And may all be zeicha to have a Freyach Yom Tov. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to turn my finger in off.